The tradition of spinning the dreidel has ancient roots in the Hanukkah story. Interestingly, we find another ancient custom of spinning, where on Purim we too spin the grogger. Mefarshim note that although these two customs are quite similar, they are of course very different in the way that these two objects are spun. Why is it that on Hanukkah, when we spin the dreidel, we spin from on top, and on Purim, when we spin the grogger, we spin from below? The Sefer Tamei HaMinhagim suggests an answer based on another contrast between Hanukkah and Purim. On Purim, we find that there was a strong Hisarusa Dilatata, an inspiration from below, as we fasted and did a communal tshuva. Hanukkah, however, we experienced Hisarusa Dila'ela, inspiration from above, as we undeservedly were granted miracles from Hashem. Based on this distinction, we can now understand why on Purim we commemorate our salvation by spinning from below, remembering the Hisarusa Dilatata, versus Hanukkah, where we celebrate the miracles which occurred through Hisarusa Dila'ela, through the spinning of the one above. Perhaps one can add another dimension to the meaning of the dreidel spinning in the following way. A dreidel is something that independently cannot stand on its own. Yet, with a push and a spin from above, it can move with exceptional speed. Similarly, on a national level, Klal Yisrael were incapable of standing on their own due to the terrible oppression of the Greeks. Yet, with a push and a spin from the one above, we were able to achieve extraordinary victories. Hanukkah is a time to contemplate the big spin that we were blessed with, and in turn realize how we can pay it forward. How all of us have the opportunity to spin those less fortunate to greater success. How we can help those who can't stand independently and experience life in a normal way. I thought that perhaps the biggest dreidel in the world is actually the world itself. The world itself, which is somewhat cylindrical, spins at 1,000 miles per hour. What a fast-spinning dreidel. And who spins that dreidel? It's the one above. And what if the spinning would stop for one moment? The entire world would collapse. Perhaps the reminder of the dreidel on Hanukkah is to remember that every moment we're being spun and Hashem is controlling every moment of our existence. And without His continuous force, the world would fall apart. Mashiach, as the Imre Pinchas points out, is the same gematria as Nun, Gimel, He, Shin, the letters on the dreidel. In the merit of all our spinning, may we be zocha to the most exalted spin from on high, with the hastened arrival of Mashiach. May He come today, b'mehirah bi'yameinu. Afrelich and Chanukah.